22. Reading.
Danger, flying rocks. In February 2013, an asteroid exploded over the city of Chelyabinsk in Russia. People directly underneath the huge blast were knocked to the ground. Almost 1,500 people were injured, mostly from glass windows that shattered for miles around. Witnesses reported intense heat and a light flash so unbearably bright that it hurt their eyes. The asteroid weighed 13,000 tons and came rushing towards Earth at a speed of 64,374 kilometers per hour. The force of the explosion was equal to a nuclear bomb. If it had exploded at ground level, thousands of people would have died. Yet the residents of the area received no warning of the danger. Asteroids of this size, 18 meters across, are considered tiny, and it's very hard to see them. The good news is that this time, no one was killed. The bad news, the next time might be a lot sooner than we think. Experts once believed that these events occur about once every century, but new research has shown that an asteroid explodes in our atmosphere every decade or two. Most blasts go undetected because they happen over the ocean or in very remote areas. It may sound like a science fiction film, but space centers around the world are attempting to find ways of defending the planet against asteroids. Of course, they're worrying more about the giant ones, which are 1/2 to 10 kilometers across. If one of these collided with Earth, it would probably wipe out all forms of life as we know it. What can we do if we find an asteroid on a collision course with our planet? There are plenty of ideas. We could send an unmanned spacecraft up to meet the asteroid and just fly along beside it. Eventually, the spacecraft's gravity would gently pull the asteroid into a different orbit away from Earth. Other ideas are to paint the asteroid white or black, or to wrap the whole rock up in reflective foil. Doing this would change the amount of solar radiation on its surface and exert force on the asteroid, slightly changing its orbit over time. The main drawback to all of these solutions is that they'd require 10 to 20 years advance notice to carry out. The only faster solution is to launch a spacecraft with a nuclear bomb to blow the asteroid up into thousands of fragments. However, if any of these crashed into Earth, they could do a lot of damage. Scared? Actually, these huge collisions are no more likely now than they were at any time in the past, but there's a good chance that one will happen eventually. Fortunately for us, we're now capable of developing the technology to deal with it. As for small asteroids, like the one at Chelyabinsk, only a fraction of these have been detected. We all wish that the experts could warn us the next time one comes near, but that may well be impossible.